Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of the House of Inspiration with DJ Funky Vibe, the co-founder of the House of Inspiration, who I have on the line. I'm so honored to have you here. I just wanted to let you know really quick that next Tuesday will be the Youth for Christ show. They're going to take over the studio, and that will be at 7 p.m. And next Monday morning, Pastor Kimberly Horvath will have her Clarifying Your Life segment, and that's going to be at 9 a.m. in the morning. But, of course, you can always listen to it archive. DJ Funky Vibe, how are you?
Hey, good evening, Sister Poochie. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I am so wonderful, and I feel really blessed to be here with you.
Likewise, always honored and privileged to be on the airwaves with you. It's truly a blessing, and I just thank you for opening the doors. Amen.
Hey, I'm glad you walked through them. And now,
me too.
Yeah, and now it can't be reopened. I love it. I've always been. All right, I'm going to turn the floor over to you because this is something that I am so passionate about, and I want people to get. So I'm going to give you the floor. Take your time, my brother.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, thank you. Well, good evening, everyone who's listening at the sound of our voice. We, first of all, just want to give God praise, honor, and glory, for he's worthy to be praised. We're just so thankful to be amongst you with this monthly teaching. It's been a while, but we're here, praise God. And also, happy Resurrection Week, as we are so looking forward to. Amen, amen. As we are looking so forward to celebrating our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's resurrection this coming Sunday, and I'm just so excited, Yes. You know, the weather has changed. We sprung ahead with our clock. The sun is out till like about 7:30, 8 o'clock. You know, and
right.
I'm just grateful. Just grateful to God to have breath in my body and just allow me to do what he's given me to do. And I'm thankful for my family, thankful for Ms. Yes. Kim, and just so much to be thankful of. Anyway.
I misspoke. I forgot to announce that on Resurrection Friday, I will have a poet from Bates, England that I will be interviewing. We'll be enjoying her poetry about the Holy Spirit on that Friday, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm sorry, I had to get that out there because it's so, this is our holiest of holy.
Yes, it is. This is Holy Week right here. You know,
yes,
give God His time. I'm just gonna leave it at that. Give God His time during this week.
Absolutely.
And once again, we're just so excited about tonight's teaching. It's just interesting because, you know, now that the season has changed, we're into spring. You know, this is what our second day of spring. And, as we are springing ahead, one of the things we like to do in spring, we want, because the weather has changed, we want to get out. We want to celebrate. We want to be, outside. You know, we've been inside too long. You know, we've had all these storms and the weather has been cold and miserable and dank. But now it's spring. The birds are chirping. You know, I hear the birds every morning. You know, before I even wake up, the birds are chirping and the trees are starting to, bud a little bit. And the flowers are coming. I got a little bit of flowers coming up on the backyard, and the grass is starting to grow. And, just want to be outside. Today was just a nice sunny day, and I was just loving it. It was a little bit warm, not warm enough, but just excited. And, just looking so forward to tonight because, one of the things that we do here at the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, you know, we feature a genre of gospel house music, you know, and, you know, people ask me all the time, you know, or other DJs that I know that play this one genre of music, why is it called gospel house music? It's just, to me, it's just house music. Well, if you listen real, real close, we call it gospel house music because the music, as a matter of fact, not just the music, not the music, the vocals, the lyrics, they are singing praises to God. They're uplifting. They're also vertical as well because it's a song that's going out from the person who's singing it out to the people. And, you know, the Spirit of the Lord, yes, amen, amen. And the Spirit of the Lord had me just look over a few things regarding this genre of house music, this genre of gospel music. And as I was studying, I found out that in this genre that we feature, not, and once again, it's not just me, that there's so many DJs around the country, around the world, that are doing what we do here at the Journey Home Outreach Ministries. And they just, they're like-minded. You know, they're spirit-led, because that's number one. You have to be spirit-led, and you have to be spirit-filled to play and truly understand what this music is doing to those who have an ear to hear. And the Spirit is speaking through this music. If you just listen intently, the Spirit is speaking to this music. This music that helped me establish my own relationship with the Lord, because I didn't grow up in the church. My grandfather was a preacher, but he lived in Ohio and I was in New Jersey, and I only saw him, you know, on rare occasions. And that was the only time I went to church, which was, you know, maybe a couple of months out of the year. But other than that, I didn't know any hymns. I didn't know these songs of Zion. I mean, you know, when you know, just a little sidebar, my grandfather will always talk about Paul, and Paul says this, and Paul says that, and me as a little preteen, I'm like, Paul, who are you talking about? Paul McCartney? And I'm thinking Paul McCartney of the Beatles. I didn't know who Paul was, but he just kept talking about Paul. I actually found out later as an adult who Paul was, and let me tell you, Paul was a bad boy. I tell you, praise God. Paul was off the chain, and Paul was a praiser, and that's another story that we can go into, but praise God. Yeah, it was the music, the vocalist that I heard at the time. Matter of fact, and the vocalist that I heard, one of the vocalists I heard anyway, is a man named Kenny Bovian. And he's actually known as the king of gospel house music. And he had a song that I first heard, and it was "You Are My Friend." And he was talking about the Lord Jesus being his friend. How he sticks closer to you than any mother, father, sister, brother. And then the next song I heard, and this one, this is really the one that did it for me. He sung a song called "I Shall Not Be Moved." Yeah. And at that time, I was a DJ in the world, and I played that song as best as I could because it was, once again, for me, a Kenny Bovian song. And I just fell in love with it. And my mother, matter of fact, we were on our way to Ohio. We were visiting my grandfather. And my mother heard it on the way there. And she said, "That's a hymnal." I said, "Mom, that's a hymnal. What are you talking about? That's Kenny Bovian. What are you talking about, hymnal? What is a hymnal?" "What is that?" And she said, "Well, that's a song that, you know, believers sing in church." You know, "I shall not be moved like a tree planted by the water." And I'm like, okay. All right, Mom.
That's in the Bible.
Yes.
That's in the Bible.
And it's in the Bible. And sure enough, years later, Matter of fact, within a year, when I gave my life to the Lord, and, you know, just, you know, learning about my Christian walk. And sure enough, we were in a service, and the pastor at that time, sure enough, because he used to sing. He loved to sing. And he sure enough sung, "I Shall Not Be Moved." And not in the tempo as a house song, but just as a worship. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, he sung that song, and I said, "I know that song," and it all came back. I'll never forget. You know, it came back to my remembrance that my mother spoke about the song, and I found out that this song is, as Sister Pucci had stated, it is in the Bible. Matter of fact, it is in the Book of Psalms. And it is in verse 3, and it says,
yes, it is.
"And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Mm-hmm. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." And that was just revelation right there. And then I just... that was revelation. I said, wow.
Just hang on that point for a minute, because I think a lot of people forget that the Spirit moves through house music.
It really did.
So, and the word is a living word. So you just gave a great example of how the living word of God has moved through the Spirit and manifested in the natural.
Amen. And check this out, Sister Pucci. As much as I am a fan of Kenny Bobian, I actually know him through the Spirit of God. He is my friend. He knows my family. I know his family. And that's only done through the goodness and grace of God. And we have done shows together. We've done interviews. And we support each other's ministry. We pray for one another. And once again, that is only through God. That is not through any because I'm so great or I'm so this. None of that. That's only through God uniting his people, and we became united through the Spirit of God and through the Word of God.
Right. So then on to the other dimensions. And
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What was that?
No, I said, what was the second dimension of gospel house music?
Well, I just heard the end part of that, Sister Pucci. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, you know, from that, we're going to go into this. With that being said, giving my personal testimony how the Spirit moved me through the house sound, I just want to briefly share with you that there are four dimensions of gospel house music. And they're very prevalent in playing this music as a DJ, even as you create the music. These dimensions you touch on, you may not even know it at the time when you're in the studio creating this music, but they touch on these different aspects, and we're going to talk about them briefly. The first dimension is worship, for we are created to worship our Heavenly Father. This dimension is vertical. It goes from our hearts to God's heart. A great example of a song that does this is, actually there's two examples for my DJ friends if they're listening. One of them is it's called "Thank You," and it's by B.B. Winans. B.B. Winans from Detroit. Mm-hmm. And if you were to listen to the way that song is produced for the dance floor, it can actually bring a element of worship through your dance.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I first listened to the original version, it's very good, but it was more of a praise, where Masters at Work production team, they brought about more of a worship, and the worship is through the dance. And mm-hmm. and I've experienced mm-hmm. it. I've seen it on the floor. People experience it. I've seen hands in the air. You know, my pastor, it's funny, my pastor talked about this last Sunday, since we just celebrated Palm Sunday, and I saw all these palms in the air, and that's what God wants. God wants us to surrender to Him. He is seeking for that type of palm. Complete surrender and worship to Him. And then you have another dimension, which is the traditional dimension. Traditional is from the heart of the psalmist or the vocalist going out to the people. These are songs or music that edify the body of Christ. And another example of that is the song I just mentioned by Kenny Bowman, "I Shall Not Be Moved." It is going from the heart of the psalmist who's experienced God's grace and mercy in their own life, and it's going out to the people, so that the people will recognize their own personal testimony, and they will dance to it. They will celebrate their personal testimony mm-hmm. unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Another dimension is evangelistic. God-inspired music that reaches outside of the church, outside the four walls of the church. It's to evangelize, to bring people into the body of Christ. A perfect example of a song like this is "The Light" by Michelle Weeks. Michelle Weeks, mm-hmm. who's a very good friend of mine, this song came out in 2000, and it made such an impact. Even DJs who are not even may not even know the Lord, but they were playing it in their venues, at their events, you know, wherever. Mm-hmm. It was just a wonderful song that just needed to be played. But if you listen right. to the words, she quotes from the Bible. She is quoting right. how you're supposed to knock and seek. And you will find.
And every artist out there, there are a lot of examples that you can give about the different artists who use the Bible directly for their modern day hymns. You know.
Yeah.
But the main thing that I enjoy about it is I remember when I was in the clubs,
mm-hmm.
half of the songs that they played were gospel music. I grew up in the church. So I'm in the club with a drink in one hand and a cigarette in the other hand, you know, and all of a sudden the DJ starts to interject what's in his spirit. And that mm-hmm. is what goes out through the music. It's one thing just to hear it and listen to it, but it's also, I have to give you DJs your props, it's also the way you guys spin it, because I've heard it will move me, and I've heard it where it hasn't moved me, you know. But go ahead. I just have to add that element into it, because I think the DJs, especially that do this genre, are just called to do this, to make people dance like David danced. David danced out of his clothes. He was so excited. You know?
He sure did. Yes, he did.
His clothes fell off. So, you know, God wants us to praise and worship Him. That's what Proverbs is, and that's what Psalms is. Those two books. nothing but poetry and song.
Yes.
And then you
yes.
get a talent like you, Frankie, and or you know, DJ L Dub, or you know, all of the many out there who are doing this. It is your messages that you put together. I don't want you to miss out on that.
Well, one thing I've always said in the years I've done this, and once again through studying the Word of God, DJs at the core, I'm talking believers, I'm talking men who are filled with the Spirit, men who know God for themselves, that have their own personal relationship. We are a very unique breed, because at our very core, at our very foundation, we are worshipers and we are praisers.
Yes.
You know, I mean, many a night where I'll get woken up by the Spirit of God, and I'll just get on the decks here in the music room at the house, and I'll just throw together a set. I mean, I may record it, I may not, but it's just, you know, it's just God breathing something into me, giving me a vision, a creative vision, and it's like, I got to put it down. Or even when I'm playing out in the set, I may have something where, I'm going to put this with this, and the Spirit of the Lord will just say, don't play that, play this. And after I queued it up and verified my own set, my own self, oh, that's okay, God, that's better than what I was going to play. I will play that. And what happens, we go into, once again, we either go into this praise or we go into this worship, and we do it through our dance, we do it through the music. Which once again, you know, it just incorporates that element, and it's just so unique when it's done properly. When the DJ, once again, he's got to be Spirit led. He's got to be Spirit filled. If he hears from God, I'm telling you, his audience will be, first of all, he'll be blessed, and his audience will be blessed.
Right. You know, as I was doing my little market research here. In Chicago, where house music is so prevalent, and you know, this is still happening. And secular and gospel are still being mixed, but there's something, there's a dimension for a Spirit-led DJ.
Yeah, because there is a difference between a DJ who is anointed and a DJ who's talented. There's a difference. There's a very big difference. And lastly, the fourth dimension of gospel house music is praise, or contemporary. This is basically choir-based, foot-stomping gospel music that praises God. And that, once again, that goes back into hymnals, you know, or contemporary gospel music, like a Oh Happy Day that was redone by my good friend Victor Simonelli. He did that. That was, matter of fact, that was another of the first quote-unquote gospel house records I ever heard, because I didn't know Oh Happy Day, Just the regular contemporary version. I didn't know it when I heard this version. When I heard a house version, I was like, "Whoa, that caught me!" And it caught me. I caught myself just praising God, you know, because it is a happy. When you can get up in the morning and take that breath, it's a happy day.
Yes, it is.
It's a happy day when God gives you breath, when God allows you to see, and God allows you to get up and use your arms and legs. It's a happy day. Another song for you DJs, if you're listening, is Be Grateful. And matter of fact, and that was redone by a group out of Chicago, Sister Pucci's hometown, known as the Congregation. And that would be grateful is actually Bishop Hawkins.
Yeah.
And it, I know in my travels and a lot of DJs' travels, when mothers of the church, they hear that song, believe me, they are grateful that you played a record like this, because it will take them back, but it'll also bring them current, you know, to hear the song, but in just in a different format.
Yeah, and here's the wonderful thing, you know, it really crosses all ages. I personally only play in my car DJ Frankie Five.
Oh, praise God.
And I get, okay, so anybody gets in my car. So my 73-year-old mother of the church, Alba Faye, gets in, and on the way to her doctor's, she hears the word. And that's what the reaction is, bobbing her head. And I'm like, what you doing? She said, I heard the word.
There it is.
There it is.
Amen.
I heard the word.
Amen.
And
she heard the word.
She heard the word. And when you heard, no matter how old you are, what background you come from, if you hear the word, you know the word. You know?
That's right. That's right.
So,
that's right.
But. You know, as we're getting really get ready to listen to exactly what we've been talking about. But before I do this, I want to remind everybody, as I say before every dance mix, you know, and I've been saying this for 7 years, the purpose of us even having Gospel House on this platform is to give God continual praise for a half an hour to 15 minutes. Continually. How happy will he stand around in his on his throne with you praising him for that length of time? We don't get into the hour set. Just 15 to 30 minutes, you know. And the second thing is to listen to what the DJ is trying to say to you, because this is your ministry. And this is what God has called all you men of God out and women of God out in order to shepherd this gender in the church, which is the body of Christ. And I hope everyone understood that when I said the church, I meant the body of Christ.
Amen.
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 Any last words that you have?
I just once again, I just want to give those once again who do spin this music or want to spin this music a scripture reference from the Bible. And it's Psalms 150, and it reads, praise ye the Lord, praise God in the sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and harp, praise him with the timbrel and dance, praise him with string instruments and organs, praise him with the loud sounding cymbals, praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And Psalms 150 actually gives you a description of all the elements that in Gospel House music that you're going to hear. You're going to hear an organ. You're going to hear a guitar. You're going to hear a string instrument, violin. You're going to hear high sounding. And then you're going to hear low sound because you're going to hear that bass bottom. You're going to hear that kick drum kicking in. And I'm telling you, and when you get a anointed vocalist like a Kenny Bobian, like a Dawn Tallman, like a Michelle Weeks, like a, oh my goodness, Susan Bobian, like a Daryl DeBeneau, when you get an artist like that on top of these elements that's in Psalms 150, I'm telling you, that's all you need to do is just praise God. That's all you want to do is just dance unto him.
Let's give him an example. Everybody, here we go. Dance mix for 2016 March. And here we go.
You can't wait.